I'm Christine Dean, and this is Live from Studio A. And joining us today is a local band. They were in our studios within the last couple of years with their first CD. Well, now they have their second CD out. It's Black River Review. Welcome, guys.
Hello.
Hello, thank you.
And thanks so much for coming in. It's great to have you back.
Great to be back.
And I'm just going to run down the names of the band and try not to mess them up. Adam Steria on guitar and vocals and harmonica. Nate Heinum plays mandolin. Ian Kowali, did I get it, do it right?
Yep, that's right.
On bass. Kaylin Spencer on fiddle. Joe Berg on spoons and washboard. And we have Timmy Lutgeb. Is that right,
yeah,
Tim?
Nice job.
All right, on banjo. So six people in the studio. Always fun to get cozy in here. But we're going to get started with the song, and then we'll come back and find out what you have been up to since the last time you dropped by, making a new album, among other things.
All right, this is a song written by Nate and Kaylin. It's called She's All Mine. It's an instrumental tune.
One, two, three, four. Thank you.
That's Black River Review, live from Studio A, and a tune, I'm assuming that's from your new album, Spring Thaw, right?
Yep.
A little instrumental. Now, you guys said Kaylin and Nate co-wrote that one. Kaylin, since you were not here the last time, so I'm going to put you on the spot. We're going to find out a little bit more about you. So how long have you been playing fiddle?
Pretty much my whole life. Since I started playing violin when I was 8 or 9.
Mm-hmm. And probably the classical style to begin with.
Well, even when I was a kid, though, if I ever got bored, I was kind of lucky. My violin teacher would teach me new styles of music, including fiddle. So, yeah, I did some of that stuff when I was a kid too.
Oh, okay. So you kind of branched out to begin with. How did you end up in this band?
Well, I don't really know. These guys kind of showed up at my house one day. Down in the cities when I was still living there, and they were spending the night at my house unknown to me, and I was kind of like, who are you guys? But they turned out to be pretty cool, and we ended up jamming a little bit, and then moved up here to Duluth with Tim, and some of their band members had shifted around a little bit to include Ian Qualley, who I already knew through Tim, so I don't know, things just kind of fell into place. Mm-hmm. Kind of started jamming with them a little bit and enjoyed it, and yeah.
Okay, and now you co-wrote that one. Do you write many tunes?
And I should, but I don't. That's something I've been recently pushing myself to do. So the potential is there.
And do they tend to be the instrumental ones, or do you do ones with words as well?
Not really any with words right now. No promises.
or you could all, or you know, maybe bring him to the band and say somebody, yeah. You know.
Well, there's a good promise for the next record, that song we were working on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great. For that instrumental there, like, I pretty much came up with the melody and stuff, and then it seemed like a mathematical problem. I couldn't, it wasn't working right, so Kaylin, with all her awesome knowledge, she wrote out all the stuff on paper and like added it up, and we figured out why it wasn't working. So
interesting.
We got a lot of different things going on here.
So you mean like from a more formal approach, more like music reading sort of approach? Interesting.
Yeah.
So you kind of added that to the mix.
Yeah,
that's kind of cool, because I never think about that, if there's a specific reason that it's not working out. Do you remember what the reason was that it wasn't working out?
I think there wasn't enough beats in the thing.
okay
it was all Nate.
I don't have just a normal kidding. Brain.
Well, because you want to think that, you know, that there's no, that music maybe doesn't have a construct, or maybe, you know what I mean,
right,
and sometimes there are things that you can do that kind of hit that sweet spot or something.
Yep.
Not that I know. I'm not a musician, so I'm just talking here. All right, so we got you on the spot, Kaylin, but let's talk about the rest of the band, or all of you, I should say. Now, you guys were here a couple years ago, a year or so ago?
I think it was last year, around this same time, I believe.
Yeah, and we were talking about the band, and you actually had gone through kind of a lot of member changes and stuff in the beginnings of the band. You've only been together since, like, 2010 or something. But this year, it's all the same people back in the studio, so that's pretty cool.
You guys have strong.
You kind of have a solid group going?
Yeah, I'd like to think so. We're having a lot of fun, and with this last record, it really, unlike our first record, there was just a lot more collaboration in the songwriting process, and it was more of a group effort, I feel, especially with Tim and Kaylin coming along in the band. They brought a lot more to the band, so...
Yeah. So were they pretty new to the band when you guys were last here?
Yeah, well, somewhat. Kaylin recorded on our first record, but we went down and recorded most of it, and she came in and got to record when we were done, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And Tim didn't make it on that record, but now on this next one, everybody's on. So
all right. Well, so let's talk about making the second album. It's called Spring Thaw, which I think it's very appropriate for an album that is being released at this time in Duluth, since we are still trying to thaw out a little bit. So tell me about making this album.
Yeah.
I think with this one, all of us are just a little less green than when we came in on the first one. This newer one, we knew what we wanted to get done, and it was a lot more constructive, and the process of working everything out just went, it was a lot more fluid.
Did it help that you had been through it before, so you kind of were able to
Absolutely.
Go in with
Absolutely.
Different?
Okay. Oh, yeah.
So tell me about like the songwriting that went into it, and how many did you have all the songs ready ahead of time? Did different people bring songs in, and then you decided what was going to be on there?
We had been playing some of the songs for a number of months, and actually, one of the songs that it's on the end of the record, it's called Devil's Freeway Road, was something that Nate and I had played when we had our old lineup. And we recorded on a demo and just kind of put it to the wayside. And then one day Joe's like, we should start playing that song again. And now it's a really fun song to play, and it ended up on the record. So that song's about 3 years old. And then another one didn't quite make it on Garbage Pickin', so it's on here. But
which was your first album?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
But and one of the songs on the record was written maybe a week before we went to the studio, maybe 2 weeks or something like that. So mm-hmm. it all kind of varied. But yeah.
So how do you guys approach learning a new song? Does one person bring it in and then everybody kind of adds their contribution, or how does that work?
Yeah, we kind of just go from the basic chord structure of whatever we're working with, and then just kind of add things here and there. And it's nice to be able to work in a band with people, or be in a band with people that are so friendly and open to suggestions and creative interpretation. So that really makes playing covers really fun.
So no big egos in the band? Nobody?
Absolutely not.
Because no. With six people, you know, usually there's got to be one person with me. I guess
these guys
not.
Have the opposite of egos. It actually kind of throws me for a loop sometimes. They're all really nice people.
Mm-hmm. Do you sometimes have to like encourage them to stand up for their point of view on something because
sometimes.
They're too polite about it?
Sometimes. Or not necessarily. I mean, it's more like, yes, I really do like it. I promise. I swear.
Yeah.
Instead
yeah.
of the ambiguous, well, yeah. we could do this. Yeah.
Well, it can be a scary thing to put your creativity out there
it
for
really
all
is.
These other people. Mm-hmm. And say, is that okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That, like, and like Kaylin and Quali were saying, it's just, it's good to have a good group of friends, good group of people that, you know, you don't feel too... I mean, you're always going to be a little scared bringing a song in, I think, for me anyway. But with this group, they make it pretty easy. So.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Well, let's hear another song, and then we'll come back and chat a little bit more. What
All
do you
right.
guys want to do next?
Well, Mr. Ian Qualley is going to sing a song right now.
This is an old American standard, and we can do some little chit-chat afterwards. But it's called the original song is called Alabama Jubilee, but we switched it to Minnesota Jubilee. Which is odd because half the band is originally from Wisconsin, but...
Go Packers.
Same thing, yeah, go Packers. All right. A one, two, three. Jones has rattles on his bones.
Old Parson Brown jumping around like some kind of clown.
Old Aunt Jemima, she done past 83. Shouted out, I'm full of pep, grab a drink, but watch your step now. One-legged Joe jumping around on his sore toe. Throwed away his spoons and hollered,
let's go to the Purdue Show. And it's hey.
Jones has rattles on his bones.
Old Parson Brown jumping around like some kind of clown.
Old Aunt Jemima, she done past 103. Shouted out, I'm full of pep. Somebody down there, would you hand me that cigarette, would you, honey? One-legged Joe jumping around on his sore toe. Throwed away his spoons and hollered,
go, Pack, go, and sell, hell, get
Black River Review, live from Studio A and Minnesota Jubilee, as they title it on their new album, Spring Thaw. So tell me more about that song, Ian, and why you guys decided to do that one.
I had first heard that version. Well, I had first heard that song listening to the Jerry Reed version. And I was just really, just getting into Jerry Reed at that time. It's like, or I was listening to him to like every day. Yeah, but then I listened to it and I'd found out that a lot of other artists had done it. It was written in 1915 by Cobb and Yellen. And it was called Alabama Jubilee at the time. Well, it's always been called that, but we switched the name for it. But everybody's done it from Zac Brown Band to Roy Clark, Jerry Lee Lewis.
So you guys put your own twist on it.
One
thing I've noticed about your band, you know, there's a lot of kind of roots instruments bands around these days, but they take different approaches, and some of them, you know, maybe have a more pop sound to what they do, and some of them, you know, a little bit more rockin'. But you guys, it seems like you stick a lot with the traditional. You know, you get a lot of influence from the traditional stuff, it seems like. I mean, you're not straight ahead a traditional band by any means, but
yeah, we definitely pull influence from traditional bands and stuff like that, but because that's, we listen, I remember some of the first bluegrass I heard was off Oh Brother Where Art Thou, like 10 years ago or something like that. But, so yeah, a lot of that, but we've got a 6-string electric bass, so that definitely adds a little flair to it. And, yeah, we pull a good amount of influences.
I think a lot of it comes, too, from the eclectic music that we all listen to and that we all bring to it. We all like different things, but we like some, a lot of things that are similar, but then we all bring our own little niche to it.
Okay. Is there anything that some of you like that the rest of you go, how can you even like that?
Yeah, I hate the Beach Boys.
Really?
I know, I don't get it.
Nate hates the Beach Boys, now we know.
And I love Bruce Springsteen, and
we don't love it as much as he does.
Yeah, they definitely do not love Springsteen like I love Springsteen.
I do.
There's only one
that's
boss.
That's why I love you, Joe.
Well,
and it's,
you know,
Tony Danza.
Okay, we're going to have to fight in the parking lot after this.
You can fight now. That would make great radio.
Yeah?
Come on, the
I
boss.
Don't trust Adam. He used to wrestle in high school, so I don't like scrapping with him.
Well, it's obvious that you guys have a lot of fun together. Have you done many shows in the past year? Did you do any touring or anything since I've last seen you? I saw you last fall at a festival. Up there.
Yeah, so I run it down. I do a lot of the booking for the band, and I keep these guys pretty busy because it's kind of like a choose-your-own-adventure for me. I get to pick where I want to go next weekend, and we've been building it up, doing some bluegrass festivals and some hippie festivals and some bar shows. And I think we played Midwest Music Fest. We played in a church that got turned into the Art Center, the Winona Art Center, where Charlie Parr recorded Barn Swallow. So it's been a busy year. We took some time off in January and February to write all these songs and get this record ready and go record the record. Now we're back on it.
We were just in Fargo last weekend. That was a hoot.
Really? I want to hear more about this.
I'm still recovering. I've been sick literally all week, and I blame Fargo. Something in the air.
Was it just a show that you were doing, or was there a festival or something?
It was just a show. We played at Dempsey's. The night before that, we were in Brainerd.
Okay.
The Moonshine Lounge.
We do a lot of, like, we'll leave on Friday, play a Friday night show, play a Saturday night show, and then be back in town on Sunday. We've been doing that solid for...
We're weekend warriors.
Yeah, weekend warriors. It's our whole summer, pretty much.
Yeah. We're booked pretty solid. So...
And then you mentioned, Tim, that you guys took actually time off in the winter to write the songs and do the album.
Yeah, so I kind of put the brakes on booking shows for probably 2 months in January, February, so we could get ready to record this album. And we practiced twice a week, once a week. Just that's all we focused on, was learning these songs and forwards and backwards and upside down.
And then where did you record the album?
We recorded... once again with our good friend Mr. Matt Bombich down at Full Circle Studios in Corcoran, Minnesota, right outside the cities. And we recorded Garbage Picking with him, and he's a good superior buddy, and did a great job. And really works with us really well, and yeah, couldn't ask for anyone better. So
now, you went in, when you went into doing this one, was there anything that you said, all right, we're going to do this differently this time?
A little bit, just more or less to have our ducks all in a row and just have things down. That's, as Tim was saying, we just practiced for 2 months solid. I think it was to get comfortable with the songs, but get comfortable enough that we could experiment on and see if anything pops up, and we, you know, eyes would light up and be like, oh, that sounds really good. Let's throw that on when we do that through the record. So,
and one thing we did differently is the last one we recorded it live. All it was, there's three of us in one room, me, Adam, and Quali. And this time everybody was in a separate room. So if I messed up, I didn't have to make everybody go back and play the song over. I could just go back and lay over it. So that was nice too.
It's a constant learning process, I think. You take something away from each new experience together, and I think next time it'll go even better, even smoother.
I think so.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, we have time for one more. What do you guys want to play now?
We're going to play the title track off the album, Spring Thaw. And this is dedicated to that long, cold, wonderful winter we just got over. Thank goodness the sun's shining.
Top looking down on Telluride. Open skies of Dakota. All the bitter wind in the North Country night. Springtime has shown up late again. With a bitter frost that would never end. Row of light is shining with the moon. Summertime, it came and went so soon. Dropping down over the valley, laying down low on a little bed. Stepping out of that deep dark alley, let the sunlight grace upon your head. October rain, by November snow. In the cold, we got nowhere to go, boy. Frozen tide is flowing with the wind. Waiting for that snow to leave again.
Black River Review, live from Studio A with the title track from their new album, Spring Thaw. And I have to admit, guys, that Tim sent me an early, you know, version of the record, digital version of the album to check out before this. And I had to smile when I was listening to that song because I thought everyone in Duluth will relate to this song. And was that written in the dead of winter?
Actually, I think Nate started that song last winter.
Oh.
But it came to fruition this winter. For sure.
For sure. Well, thank you so much, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Great to have you back. That is Black River Review. Today's live from Studio A was produced by me, Christine Dean, with help from Aaron Welch and Rick McLean. To check out upcoming guests or to listen to previous sessions, go to KUMD.org and click on Arts. This is live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD. Thanks for listening.